Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight is a night of war, and Jesus already won the war for us. So we just come in tonight. Just declaring the atmosphere that the war has been won and Jesus Christ has been declared Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, before we go before the throne room and to have the Father use us, let us invite him in. Let us invite him in right now. Heavenly Father, we come. We come before you tonight, Lord Jesus, on a mandate, your mandate. You commission us to pray for the nation. So tonight we come, Lord, and we ask you, Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, wash us and cleanse us. Wash us and cleanse us. We repent from all sins and unrighteousness tonight, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we hide ourselves behind the cross and we let you, Jesus, come forth and minister tonight. Father, pray through us, Father. And Father, when you're praying through us, let people see the manifestation of yourself through us. Let people see signs and wonders. Let people go to their bed, Father, and dream dreams. And Father, and they get the correct interpretation from you or from man. Father, we give ourselves to you tonight. And we say, use our bodies, Father. We declare that not our life, but your life lived through us. I mean, there's a thing that I have here, and I have it in Paul said, he declared that not I. He said, he is crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So he was making a statement. So tonight, Lord God, crucify us. Crucify us, Lord. He said, yet not I. But Christ liveth in him. And that the life which he said he now live in the flesh. Lord God, let this be a manifestation tonight, God. The life that we live in the flesh, let us live it by faith. Lord God, your word is clear in Hebrews 11. Now faith is, hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Let the faith now there is come into our life. In the flesh that we live in the flesh. We live through Christ by faith. That the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Father, even though we are in the fire zone, we can declare that we will come to know you, Lord, of the power of your resurrection. And we will have fellowship with you tonight, God. Oh, mighty Father, heavenly King, you're the King of Kings, and you're the Lord of Lords. And you're the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh God, I thank you tonight for Galatians 2:20. We are crucified with Christ. We're crucified with you, Lord Jesus. Speak to us tonight, Father. Minister to us tonight, Father. Your word declared that you're looking for a person. You're looking for a person to stand in the gap for your nation. And we are here, Father. So pray through us tonight. Live through us tonight. Open up our eyes, Lord God, that we may hear and we may see and we may know, knowing how to pray and what to pray for. Father, we see every single day what is going on in our nation and in the nations of the world. We see fire, we see killing, we see disaster. We see nations against nations. But even that, Father, you said it's not the end. That was just a small little part of the beginning of sorrows. So, Father, equip us, Father. And as we come tonight, Father, in one accord, Father, standing in the gap, releasing the atmosphere, your love and your joy and your peace. Father, I yield myself to you tonight. Father, I bow before you tonight. Come through me, speak through me, live through me. Give me the information that need to be given. Pray through me, live through me. Tell me what you want me to say. Open up my eyes. Open up their eyes. Open up the supernatural warrior eyes tonight. We are soldiers and we are standing in the gap for our families and for our nation and for our friends. Father, you know that you tell us to pray for the seven mountains, and that is what we have been doing. We have been praying for the seven mountains. But Father, then you also have a shift where you said for us to pray for the nations of the world. So tonight we pray for the nation. We pray for the religious organization. Some of them are organized religion. And we pray, Father, that they will come to know you and that the power of the Holy Spirit will move through them every single minute of the hour. Our educational system, Father, that we will come back and start teaching our children right from wrong, and that the parent of the home will start ministering to their children, mom and dad. Hallelujah. And the family, that the family will walk together as one, not backbiting and not tearing down each other, but just living as a family, slashing the generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house. The governmental system, the media, the art and entertainment, and also in the business world. Father, we lift them up before you tonight. Father, we pray for you tonight, for you to just touch, Father. Look at our country. Look what's going on in our country. Look, Father. Tonight we come and we pray, Father. We pray for the President of the United States. The Word of God declare that we must pray. We must pray for him. Why? That we may have a peaceable life. So, Father, give us discerning. Give us a discernment how we can pray for leadership. This is not about party. This is about how we want our governmental system to lead us. Oh, God, I remember telling you guys to get this little book, Praying for Our Nation. It's from Keith and Megan, Provence, Provence. And you pray for your nation. You pray for the United States of America. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You pray for the United States. You pray for the different continents. There are seven. I mean, and I hear that somebody say they're adding another one. I don't know. But I pray for Asia, North America, South America. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for the Pacific. Father, we come into the atmosphere, Father. Africa. We come into the Almashi. Yes, Lord. We come and we shake the atmosphere tonight, God. The atmosphere, we shake it, Father. And all those people that are going up and trying, Lord, just to make a mess of the airways, we drive them to the four corners of the earth in our food systems. You know what? I'm praying and I'm actually storming heaven. And then I look and I see something. And in the name of Jesus Christ, before I go any further, in the name of Jesus, we have a Jessica here. So, in the name of Jesus, I just want you to turn on for me to speak to you for a minute, Jessica. Tonight is a night where we pray for the nation. Tonight is a night where we pray for the nation. But Jessica, I just want to be able to talk to you for a minute. How are you doing tonight? You doing okay? I can't hear you. I just can't hear you. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
There we go.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How is your heart? What's on your heart?
Just a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Like a lot of depression.
I want to say just depression, just like anxiousness. Anxiousness.
Anxiousness. And you like,
Anxiousness and worry.
so you could fall over into depression sometimes.
Sometimes.
So that's why when I was praying, I just had to, this is your first night online. You've been on it before,
Yes, ma'am.
but you've been praying and asking God for a supernatural breakthrough. That's what you want, a supernatural breakthrough. So when I hold my head down and was getting ready to pray and continue praying for the nations, I just look up and I just hear that we have to agree in prayer tonight, Jessica, for the supernatural. Okay. All your bills are all caught up, or they're just on a standstill, and we just need to be praying for that, because that's what's really like making your mind get a little bit disturbed and stuff like that. All right. So, how long have you been saved?
For a while.
A long time. And you believe that God is a mighty God and He can move mountains?
They can.
Have you ever seen him work in the supernatural before, or have you ever experienced any supernatural from the Holy Father?
Honestly,
No?
not fully.
Okay. Sonia, you online? Natalia? I want you guys
I'm
to
here.
I want you guys to pray in the spirit. Not English, just in the spirit. 'Cause we gotta come against depression, fatigue. Yeah, fatigue. I hear the word fatigue. We gotta come against that, and we have to pray against that and plead the blood of Jesus. So, do you have blood songs like the blood of Jesus? Do you play those songs in your house? Well, what you need to do is to get your phone, get your earphone, get your music, and just pray the blood of Jesus. Just pray the blood of Jesus. Just pray the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus is going to set the captive free. That is why he died, so that we may be freed. And you could do your communion every day. You could take communion with him every day. You could talk to him every day, just like you talk to your family members, just like you talk to your friends, which you don't have too many, okay? Just like like you talk to your friends and the ones that you trust that you could really talk to. Talk to the Father like that. Spend 5 minutes, and then after the 5 minutes, it'll get to be 10, and from 10, 15, 20. And by the time you know it, you're going to an hour, because at this point you're saying to yourself, you don't even want to spend 5 minutes, right? Because 5 minutes seem too long, huh? Right? 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 5 minutes seem too long. All right, so start with five, and we're gonna pray, okay? And then I hope I can move on from there, and because it's like a shifting tonight, okay? You weren't on Monday, on Monday night, right?
I accidentally missed Monday night,
Yeah,
yes.
there. Monday night was the night of the supernatural. We prayed for individual, and tonight we pray for the nation. Hi, Naomi. And tonight we pray for the nations, okay? All righty, so we just going to I'm going to bow my head, and I want you to bow your head, and I want anybody that knows how to pray in the spirit, just to because we're in a hospital, amen. And when we're in a hospital, even though we're set up for something different, when a person or when an individual come into the hospital, we have to actually stop what we're doing right there as a doctor and be able to deal with what's going on and triage, right? So even though we're praying for the nation and someone come in with something like, say, gunshot wound, all right, and we have to deal with it. We got to get off the person that have a little mere cold or a fever and get over to the triage if somebody's dying, right? And that's what's going on right now. So we got to move from one area to the next. All righty, so we're going to bow our heads. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, we come now, Father, and we just thank you. We thank you for your daughter, Jessica. We thank you that you put your hand over your heart, honey. We thank you as we lift our hands before you, that everything that's on her, everything is like an egg, and it's just break. When you break the egg and you look, whatever is in the egg, it just comes out, and sometimes it just spins and it looks different. It looks different. And it's the same thing with your heart right now. It is on a spin down mode. Not spin up, but spin down. So tonight, Father God, we want our heart to be right. We want our heart to be in the condition where you want it to be 100%. 100%, where she trusts you, nothing wavering, no waver whatsoever. She trusts you with every fiber of her being, because we know and she knows, Lord God, without a shadow of a doubt, when she speak to that mountain, no matter what it may look like, it's going to remove. Yes, it is going to move out of her face, out of her area, out of every single place it's going to move. So we call for it. Hebrews 11, Mark 11, Hebrews 11, and Mark 11, Hebrews 11, verse 1, and Mark 11, 23 to 24. We said to the mountain, be thou removed. And the cast now in the sea, and she have what she say. Command everything, every lying demon that is assigned to her. And we call for life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. We speak life. We command the atmosphere where she is or wherever she's located to change right now. Change right now. Change right now in the name of Jesus. Change now in Jesus' name. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Have no doubt. No doubt in your heart. Speak the word of God only, and you will be free. Jessica, in the name of Jesus Christ, just like the woman with the issue of blood, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. And we thank you now. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. 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 Anybody believe in God for finances tonight? I had to just be led by the Holy Ghost. Lord God Almighty. If you're in need tonight, 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 Amakoria Babaramande. Father God, I release the Cyprus anointing, Lord Jesus. For finances right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise you right now for divine favor. In case said, give her strategist, Lord God. Give her information, Lord God. Give them strategists. Give them strategic stuff. Give it to them, Father. Give them the anointing, Father, for them to get wealth. Give them the anointing, Father, for them to be obedient. Give them the anointing. I know I have to have obedience. Yes, Lord Jesus. Give them the anointing, Father, for business. Give them the anointing for the warfare, to know how to tear down stronghold out of their business, out of their finances, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. Look, I'm looking. I have a book, and I want to get over into the nation, and the Father just said, okay, I have a book by Cinder Trim, Commanding the Morning, and I just took it out. And I just took it out because I want to go and do what I was commissioned to do tonight. But because we are led by the Spirit, because we are led by the Holy Spirit, we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is not about man. This is about the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. So even though we come and one in one with one agenda, the Spirit of God will lead to another. I'm telling you, that's how the Spirit work. And we have to be people of the Spirit. We can't come with our own agenda. Like I said, we're a doctor. We have our doctor's license, right? So when we go in a hospital and we sit up there drinking our coffee, and they said, oh, Dr. D, somebody's here right now, really, 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 really bad cough. And Dr. D put on his, his out thing, man, and run in there and start taking care of the bad cough. And then he'll be a ding, 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 emergency, 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 bam. What's going on? Somebody coming in, serious car accident, serious wound. Dr. D have to run from the cough and run over to the serious wound because it's life and death. That's what's going on right now when the Spirit of God is working with us. We have to move because we are in a hospital. And when we're in, or when you have your notes, when you come in to preach and you have your notes, and while you're preaching with your notes, and I always do that when I'm in Connecticut. When I go anywhere preaching, I'm in there ministering by my notes and ministering by the Holy Ghost, and somebody walk in. Everybody know, and I'll turn around and say, hi, how are you? Bam, the Holy Ghost just start using me. And I finish what I'm doing right there and move over to the person that comes in. That me and we have and I'll bring them down in the front, right, Latoya? And I'll bring them down in the front, one on one. right? And we have a one-on-one, and people be like, because they want to hear your business. But I'm being back down here, be talking one-on-one. That's how I minister by the Spirit. Okay, so now when we're here tonight praying over the nation, the Father said, yeah, we want to pray over the nation, but something else is going on. So we have to revert from the nation, and we have to go with the something that's going on. So now, financial, we are releasing the finances in the atmosphere. You in business? Are you in business? Anybody here in business? And okay. Somebody send me some money, and I don't even know who sent it to me. They have, it's like a shirt business, like, and I don't know. And I've been looking for this person. I have it written down, and I've been looking for the person ever since Monday night. They sent me an offering, and I want to say thank you, but I don't know where the person is. I don't know who it is, and they sent it, and I'm like, okay, thank you, but I really would like to know. So if you're giving any time to the Holy Tabernacle, kind of identify yourself, because I like to know the person and just say thank you. Just be appreciative, because that person is a their hard-earned money. They don't really have to give it, because salvation is free. You understand me? But when they give, I believe in my heart that I'm supposed to say thank you, and I'm supposed to pray and ask the Holy Father to bless them and release, things in their life, like what I wanted in my life and I wanted in your life. That is what we do. We one-on-one. We are good ministers, ministering under the gospel of the Holy Ghost. This is not a one-man show. This is all of us coming together with different gifts. So yes, financial, financial. And on the, in my book, I have EZRRA 1, 1, 2 to 3, and then I also have 4 and 5, talking about Cyprus. And I talk about also again about investments, knowing how to invest your money, knowing how to be a wise steward, knowing how to be have the Joseph anointing in your life for business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you thanks that we have business, we are business minded. We are business minded. We have leadership capabilities. Father, we thank you that we know how to balance. This is the things that God has wanted us to do tonight, want me to do tonight. Know how to have the anointing of balance, out of balance, out of balance. Balance my eating, balance my pocketbook, balance my love life, balance my obedience. These are the things that the Holy Spirit wants us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Know how to balance to get my healing. Know how to balance to talk to individual. Know how to balance to say, I love you. Checks and balance. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Hi, Wendy. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you worship. We give you praise. We give you worship. We give you worship. We give you worship. So we pray for your finances, Wendy. And we lift up your finances tonight. And we break the barrier, oh my God, of poverty. Break generational curse of poverty. Tonight is a night where we pray for the nation. We are a part of the nation. I can't even get into the nation because right now we are in the hospital and the doctor is on service. So, Wendy, tonight, in the name of Jesus, anoint your pocketbook, anoint your checkbook. Stand and believe, God, that your bills are paid and all the ones that you're believing, God. For the supernatural to be zero. Oh my God, girl, I'm in your business. I ask God to give you favor with those creditors. Of course, I tell you, tonight the Father said it was a shift. I guess people over here believing for finances. In the mighty name of Jesus, girl, I know your checkbook. Ask God to bring the raven in and to take you from one location to the next. What kind of business? What kind of work you do? What kind of work you do, Wendy?
I'm a teacher, elementary school teacher.
Okay, Wendy, you were online on Monday. I was just like, I said, okay, that was the lady that was online on Monday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, were you the one that sent the money in on Monday night?
I sent the money. Yeah, I sent money.
So how come you didn't identify yourself? You have a clothing business?
I used to sell t-shirts and I
Girl,
stopped.
I was just talking about you like a dog. Yes, I sure was. Talking about, I said, I wasn't talking about you like a dog, but I was just saying. I said, where is this person? Somebody sent me something, and I'm like, where is the person? I want to know the person. So, my darling dear, for the whole nation, thank you. Every single person is in your kitchen right now because I couldn't find you. So, whenever you give anything at all, and then if I need t-shirt, you know how to make good t-shirts for real? All right,
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I guess I'm gonna have the hookup. But anyway, I'm gonna be right up in again. And we did talk to you the other night about finances. And so, what's so much for you on this finances business? Girl, you need to leave my business alone with this finances business. What's up with this finances? In the mighty name of Jesus, tonight we pray for the nation. And right now we're in a
Yes.
hospital, in a financial hospital.
Jesus.
We are in a financial situation hospital tonight. So the
Lord.
nation needs money tonight. So maybe
Yes.
that's why we're in it. We are in a fu Look, man, I gotta come dressed for battle all the time when I come to this hospital work. We are believing and trusting God for the supernatural. We are believing and trusting God for Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. Read it, and read it out loud in your house. Read it out if you guys need debt cancellation. Somebody told me this week. One of the person online told me this week. There, student loan, and this is the second time. The first one was 2 years ago, and this one here, couple of thousand of God dollars, zero, canceled.
Come on.
So we are looking for debt cancellation.
Yes.
We are in the hospital tonight, Father, for debt
Yes, Jesus.
cancellation.
Yes,
We
Lord.
are breaking generational curse. And we are thanking you, Father, that we are going to hear testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies, and we are going to be able to finance the kingdom of God. It is not about only finances. It's about our life, our family life, our family, our members, our body. We walk in health. I walk in health. Pain gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness and disease break off of our life. Generational curse broken. Overeating, sugar diabetes broken. Eyesight, blindness broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come for the nation tonight, and the nation is whole. The nation is set free. The nation is clean. Father, we stand in the gap. New job, new hire. How come we supposed to be here tonight talking and praying for nation? So you are the nation. You are the nation. So we are going to stand in the gap for your nation in your house. We are at your front door. Oh God, I'm entering in your Lord. Let me drink some water because I'm on fire now. Oh, water, Bachico. Remende que no, yeah. So now, boy, 68. I see the word 68. Anybody house with six? We stand in the gap with six. Anybody else have eight in there? We standing in the house with eight. Nine and four. We standing in the gap with nine. My house got eight. So I'm standing in the gap for myself. Supernatural fire up in my house. Whatever number is in your house, you better call it out for the supernatural. You better call it out for the fire. You better call it out. If your house have one, call it out. If we got two, call it out. 5, 6, 7, 0. Call it out. Lord God Almighty, we are in the hospital tonight. You never know what's going to happen in triage. I break and I bind every curse of the generation. Well, I guess my entire night has changed, and we gotta go with the change. So we come to pray for the nation, and we are the nation tonight. We are the nation tonight. If we're from Jamaica, we stand in the gap for Jamaica. If you're from America, you stand in the gap for America. If you're from Israel, you stand in the gap for Israel. Any part of your generation that you understand, if you have the Asian blood, you stand in the gap for Asia. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, if you have Native American blood, you stand in the gap for your Native America. What? It's trying to understand what I'm trying to say, Jessica. If you have Native American blood in your body, you stand in the gap for your Native America. For me, I'm from Jamaica, so I have all different kind of blood. So I'm gonna stand in the gap for my blood. That is what it's all about. We are in to win it. We are in it to win it because we are already winners. And even though we say we're praying for the nation tonight, look at my book. I can't even open the book because the father said we are in the hospital. The hospital for finances. The hospital for breakthroughs, the hospital for deliverance, the hospital for wife and husband getting back together, the hospital, Lord God Almighty, the nations of the world. We're even in the doghouse. If you got dogs and they acting up, stand and tell the dogs to shut up. We are in the nation of activities tonight. Oh God, yes. No weapon that form against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up against you in judgment shall be condemned. We are in the condemnation. No, we are in life because there's life in the word of God. So tonight we praying. We are the nation of the world. Latoya, stand in the gap and pray and intercede for the nations of the world. And we are that nation. Things has changed. Things has shifted. We are going to hear about supernatural. When we come back again next week, you're going to have some testimonies. I want you guys to testify about the goodness of the Creator, about the goodness of the King Marie. Welcome. About the goodness of the King, about the goodness of the Creator, about the joy of the Lord. He is your strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Moses anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the Joseph anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the trailblazer. Thank you, Lord, that we are going to get up. We're going to stand up and we are going to see the changes of the world. I'm gonna tell you right now. Look at that fire. I just look over there and see the fire. Yes, Sonia, put up some more fire because there's gonna be a fire attack. Our houses are gonna be on fire. That don't mean it's gonna burn down. No, it's mean the Holy Spirit gonna visit us. Effective in me. I want him to visit me all the time. Fire, 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 fire all over, Sonia. Hey, my baby girl, Navea. Hey, my Miss Elda, with a crown upon your head, fire. I love you, my baby. Fire. I want you all to put up the fire. There is going to be a fire anointing, Regina. Fire. You better start praying, girl, because their fire trailer blazer. I see the truck. It's like the little ant. It's like them little ant, Regina, and it coming to your house, but it comes with fire. I see it. I see fire coming to my house. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. I love it. It comes to change. You believe in God at all? It's coming. I'm telling you. It is coming, Sonia. Claudette, it is coming, Naomi. Fire. I love it. I love it, Claudette. Fire. My daughter, Lady J, fire. This is not a one-man show. This is not time for a one-man thing. We are going to enjoy the fire. Hey, go my grandbaby. Oh, is that my grandbaby over there? Hey, babies, fire. Fire in the east, hallelujah. Fire in the west, fire with the Holy Ghost, fire, 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 supernatural fire. There we go, there we go. I feel the fire of God. When I put up my hand over Lady J, the fire just run out of my hand. I feel that fire. I still have the fire. It's fire. Fire! My God. My God, I can't even pray like I want to. We got a different agenda tonight. We are on a different agenda tonight. We are on a gen. Oh, we scope it out. We scope it out. We like ratatata fire, ratatata fire. Oh my God, in the corner, in every crevice, in every curve, it is the fire of God. Holy Spirit of the living God. Touch. We are talking about the supernatural. This is not a natural thing tonight. We're supposed to be praying for the nations of the world, but the Father making us know that we are the nations tonight, and He is touching us from the inside out. Touch me, Holy Ghost. I need a touch. If you need a touch, put your hand up and let Him touch you. Touch me, Lord. Touch me from the inside out, Lord. From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Go over Kenneth and touch him, Lord. Touch him, touch him, touch him. Touch him, Lord. Lord, gotta feel the fire. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him. Touch him from his head to the foot. Heal his body. Makondolo, healing flow. Healing flow, God. Let the healing flow, Lord. My God Almighty, let the healing flow. Let the supernatural flow. My Jesus. I hear this song. And you guys know that I'm not no big time singer. My Jesus, something like that. My nana, something like that. Na-na-na-ni, na-na. Oh my God, that's what I heard. Na-na.
My Jesus, my Savior, there is no one like you.
Oh yes, girl, go ahead. Keep it going, keep it
I
going.
can't sing. I can't sing. Somebody else help me, but
No,
that's the
sing it,
one
sing it,
she's
sing it,
trying.
sing it. Go ahead, sing it, sing it. If it's even part of Kiev, sing it. Who was just singing that while ago? Sing it, Errol.
Listen, let every breath, let every, I don't know all the words, it's a,
Na,
and
na,
sing
na.
to worship.
Da,
I got
That's
it.
the song.
Yes,
Oh my God, Almighty God.
my Jesus, my Savior. There is none like you. All of my days, I
Jesus.
want to praise
Oh
the
God.
wonders of your mighty love.
Lord, my show, Kore Ramama.
My comfort,
Sendori Kita.
my shelter,
Oh,
tower of refuge and strength,
Jesus.
let every breath, all that I am, never cease to
Jesus.
worship you.
Oh,
Shout to
glory.
the Lord, all the earth. Let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King.
Oh, Jesus.
Mountains bow down and the
Jesus.
seas will roar at the sound of
Oh,
your majesty. to
Maramama.
Jesus.
I
I leave.
sing for joy all
Oh,
the work
Jesus.
of your hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Forever I love you, forever I'll stay. Nothing compares to the promise I have in
Hold on a minute,
you.
hold on a minute. Hold Amen.
on a minute, hold on a minute. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee, and the Lord that called thee and sustained thee. I am the Lord. I am the Lord that lifts you on high. Hear me now, saith the Lord. Hear me now, saith the King. Worship me. Worship me in your high time. Worship me in your low time. Worship me all the time. Because I saith the Lord, is the Lord that healed thee. I heal thee with everything, with every fiber of my being. I've called you, and I will sustain thee. I will take care of you, saith the Lord. So fall on me and let me restore thee. Rest now. Rest, saith him, the Lord God Almighty, because I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. And amen. The Lord God Almighty is mighty to serve. Is mighty to behold. The Lord God Almighty is a mighty conqueror. The Lord God Almighty will make you whole. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will continually, all the time, direct your path, saith him, the King. Amen. King of kings and Lord of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Always reign, because he is almighty, saith him. Father, we just thank you for your holy presence. We thank you for your supernatural power. We thank you for using us and to display your love and your life through us. We thank you that we are not mere elements in this earth. We are a part of your kingship. We are in your kingdom. And we come this earth to reign, because we are a part of the supernatural. So tonight we bow before you. Kingdom come, kingdom reign through us. Let the nations now look and see that you alone is Jehovah. Your words are always just, and it's always truth. We bow before you now and forever, and we say thank you. Thank you now. We welcome your presence at all times. Tonight, as you know, we give three different, right now we have three different people that we give to. One of the person we gave money out to Blessed Jamdong and Rebecca Eldridge in Brazil. And it so happened that I went on Facebook today and I noticed, and she sent me something. In Brazil, they had a terrible storm and they lost everything. So she has to be able to be out of the house that she's in. The house has been diminished. So we put up her stuff on the, we put up her stuff over here on our site. And if you want to donate anything to her tonight, our Cash App is up there and our Zelle is there. You could take that down and you could send her something to help. You have to, she had to try to get an apartment. She was in Brazil for 1 year. She's going to be there for a year. She just went there, it must be last month. And all of a sudden, this devastating. You almost hear about Brazil in the news. And a part of their area got hit. So whatever you had to do, we have sent out some funds to her already. And it so happened that I have to try to get some more to send to her. So we just say tonight, with one accord, we just stand in the gap for the nations. So tonight, Lord, we thank you for your president. We thank you for the White House. We thank you for the legislators. We thank you for the cabinet. We thank you for every single person that work with the nation or work with America, that work with Jamaica, the prime minister in Jamaica. We pray for Israel. We pray for the different nations tonight. Just pray, Father. With a heavy heart, we just come and just lift up our family around the world tonight. That you will heal them and save them and send leaders and send the right evangelists into the areas, Lord, with power. Not a natural evangelist. We want evangelists that can see in the spirit, pray for them in the spirit. When they go to minister to them, they see and be able to draw them into your kingdom. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. Jesus, when he was leaving, he prayed. He did not want us to be out of the world, but he want himself to be inside of us, for us to be one with him. So tonight we're not praying that we're out of the world. We're praying that we're one with the Father God himself. So Wendy, Naomi, Verissa, Natalia, Jessica, Miriam, my daughter, Gloria, Sonia, Claudette, all of us, Regina, all of us that's online, Jerome, Marie, my daughter, Lady J, myself, Ruti, my husband, all of us, tonight, let us just come together in one accord, and just cry out to the Lord God Almighty. And just give him thanks, because you know what? We cannot do anything without Christ. We need him every single day. I need him. You need him. We need to stand in the gap one for another. We need to walk in the spirit and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Wait a minute. One second. I mean, the Holy Father. All right. I have this thing on spiritual warfare. Talk about the art. Tell you what you guys do. Anybody that want to know something about spiritual warfare, I mean, the Holy Joseph's Temple, go in my desk because I have all these books. Go in my desk, okay? And this is in regards to sin to trim. And I just opened it. I just said, the general who wins battles. That means you have to know how to calculate. So we tonight, we are going under a calculation. We are asking the Holy Father by the Spirit to lead us and to guide us. Give us like a calculus, like they said in math. You got to know how to cipher. Give us some skills that we know how to cipher, how to go into the enemy's camp and how to take him down. Because you know what? He is defeated. He does not reign. We are the one in charge. We're the one in leadership. The enemy has no power and no authority over us. We are here as kingdom citizens. We are joined here with, look, Romans 10. Is it Romans 10 or Romans 8, 17? Let me tell you. Let me go check it. I think it's Romans 8, but I want to make sure. Okay? When you're giving out scriptures, you better make sure. Don't mislead. Okay? You don't want to mislead anybody. And you gotta say, wait, hold on a minute, and check and double check and recheck and overcheck. Okay? Yes. Romans 8:17. Yeah. This is what it says. Let me look. And if you're children, you want to go to verse 16, but I'm going to 17. He said, if you're children, then you're here. You're hearers of God. And you're joined here with Jesus Christ. We are kingdom citizens. We are from a royal priesthood. We are from a chosen generation. And that you can find in 1 Peter 2:9. We are of the king's kid. We are kingdom citizens. We were called out of darkness into this marvelous light. Light of the world, come now and sit upon us, Jesus. You are the light of the world. And we thank you tonight for being with us, for being a part of us, for being taking care of us, for loving us and guiding us. We have come to an end. We come on at 7:30 to 8:30. And tonight, next week, Monday, we won't be on because it's a holiday. So we're going to only be on Thursday. I have gotten specific instruction from the Father. So Thursday night, what we are going to do is half hour for deliverance and half hour for praying for the nations. And as you know, we might be in there, say we praying for the nation like tonight, and there comes an onslaught. So therefore, put your blinders on and be in the receptive mode and just receive. And just let's move in the spirit by the spirit. Because you know what? 1 Thessalonians 5, it says we are a spirit first. We have a soul next. And my God, we live in a body. When we were born, we were trained by our parents, soul first, that's the mind and the intellect, then come the body, and the spirit was all the way. So now that we get saved and get delivered, we have to be able to train our spirit man. How are you going to train your spirit man? You're gonna read the word of God. If you know how to pray in the spirit, to pray in the spirit. If you don't know how to pray in the spirit, ask the Holy Father to give you that gift because it is a gift. It's a gift. It is a powerful tool. It's a power gift. So if you can't speak in tongues, don't let nobody tear you down. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you up with that gift because that gift is for everybody who wants it. And He will give it to you. And just open your mouth freely. And by the time you know it, when the words come up out of your belly, just release it. and it grows, you know, precept upon precept, line upon line. So that means if you said A, by the time you know, you say A, B. You say A, B, the next time you might say A, B, C. And then your prayer or language, it changes. It changes all the time. My prayer language is not the same, right? And like I interpret tonight when my daughters were singing, the Holy Spirit have me go in and interpret the song like a prophetic release. Hey, you have to know this by the Holy Ghost. Man cannot give you these things. The Holy is the Holy Spirit. Go read 1 Corinthians 12. It is the Holy Spirit that give you these things. How does she know the scriptures? I know the scriptures because I double check. I may some say something wrong, but I double check. You know what I mean? And we have to double check because we make mistakes. And 1 Corinthians 12 is not it. When you go, don't call me and tell me because I'm not going to be, I don't care. You go check it out and see if it's 1 Corinthians 12. But those are what talks about the giftings, about the different giftings. And then you start talking about the different spirits. Talk about the different spirits. You talk about in tongues, you talk about edification. But Rome was not built in a day. So then you have to be trained. You got to find yourself teachers, right teachers, supernatural teachers who's going to give you the information. The Holy Spirit is going to guide you. When you're talking to somebody, they may not have all the answers. They'll get back to you. When I was working at the Heart of Fred in the insurance company as a trainer, I don't have all the answers. But what I do, I go out and get the answers and give it over to the individual when they call in. I said, you know, I don't have this, but I'll get back to you. And that's what we're doing in Kingdom. Nobody have arrived. Anybody say they arrived? They're lying. We need each other. Iron sharpened iron. We are a house. We are a house. We are a house. We need our roof. You might be the roof. I might be the window. You need the stairs. Somebody might be the stairs. Somebody might need the doors. We are a house. And Jesus Christ want to live in that house, not into a building, but in your house. So we got to get it. Let us work together as one and get the job done. If you know anyone that needs information and you know, you tell them about the line that we have here. This is a tool to give out. And when people come on, my God, I'm gonna tell you right now, anybody gonna come on here with no demons and I'm gonna continue to minister. No, that demon gonna be slapped out. And that's how I minister from way back. I mean, ain't no demon coming up in there to wreck up my stuff. As soon as they come in and I felt it, conversation changed because I'm a woman of the spirit. You are a woman of the spirit. If we have any guys on here, there are guys. We are spirit first. But we got to get back to that, okay? We got to get back to that. But we are spirit first. 1 Thessalonians 5. I think it's 5:23. Let me check it. We are a spirit first. Okay, we are a spirit first. And then I'm going to go. We are a spirit first. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's so funny. It's so funny. Somebody said, no, they want to go all night. You go all night. We're like, we ain't going all night here. This is a different type of church. We don't go all night. I don't go all night. Okay. No. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify, make you holy, you know, make you get holy, sanctify you, your soul and your body, preserve it blameless. You see that? Your spirit first, then your soul, and then your body. Your spirit, which is your through person, your inside, your spirit man inside of you. That's who communicate with the Father. That's who the Father talk to. Your spirit, your inside. Your intellect is your soul, your brain, and your mind. And then you have the outside, which is the flesh. So we have to train our spirit man to hear from God. And how are you going to hear from him? You're going to hear from him by the word of God. What the word of God? The word of God is life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God in John 6:63 said it's spirit and a gift for life. That's what you do. And you have faith to believe to know that whenever you speak, those words are going to come alive. Those words are going to be Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is alive. Glory to God in the highest and supernatural peace among all men. God is good. God is great. Let us thank him tonight for every break. Let us thank him for everything. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your sons and your daughters. I thank you for the person who's going to be hearing tonight and the one who's going to hear the recording. I do thank you, Father, for the supernatural. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out a supernatural blessing that we don't have room enough to receive it. Father, this is your day and this is your hour. Minister, bring forth healing. Father, bring forth salvation. Open up the doors that no man cannot shut. What? Okay. All right. Alna motikila boshikila. Jessica, put your hand up. Put your hand up, Jessica. Jessica, put your hand up. Put your hand on my hand. Put it on my hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. I stand in the gap with her and I release that fire now over into her house. Fire all over the place in her house, all over the airways, in every single home now. Fire of the Holy Spirit now. Let your fire move in Jesus' name. Let your fire move to bring in whatever they need, whatever they need, whatever joy, whatever peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. Ah, Veressa, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, the heart condition, the mind condition. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that the fire of God is going in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, minister to her mind, minister to her soul, minister to her family needs. Bring everything that she needs now in Jesus' name. Amen. Any stumbling block, anything that she was supposed to receive, things that was supposed to straighten out. Oh my God, from her husband's death, things that was supposed to straighten out in that situation. Bring it, Father. Go into the areas, Father, and change every single thing for her. You understand me, Verissa? You know what I'm talking about? Yes. I just felt that. And I stand in the gap with you. And it is well. Okay? It is well. It is well. It is well. Just give God thanks. Just give God thanks. It is well. And you know what my mother always tell me? You can't keep a good man down. You can't. And no matter how the enemy try, the enemy will not win. He will not win. So I'm here tonight to stand in the gap with you and let you know that victory belongs to you in the name that is above every single name. And you are going to go to the finish line, saith the Lord. And you already have your victory. Whatever they try to do from, oh my God, it's starting from overseas. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, oversee the spirit of confusion, greed, manipulation. I break it. And I bind it now in Jesus' name. I break and I bind it. People don't know the thing that you've been through, you and your family member, especially your husband. But when everything is coming to an end, they want to come in and try to say this belongs to them and that belongs. But you know what? That's a lie from the pits of hell. And I take authority over that demonic. Greedy onslaught in Jesus' name. My God. My, what a wicked, some people are just wicked. But you don't need to be arguing with folks, okay? You don't need to argue with nobody. What is yours. You don't need to argue. Oh my God. What a greedy people. So all of a sudden they're coming out of the woodwork. You never see them, okay? But all of a sudden they're coming up with their basket. That is just criminal activity. That is just so criminal. I mean, here you are with this man all these years, don't know nobody, don't see nobody, but all of a sudden everybody gonna show up. Get them from the gate, Holy Spirit. Get them from the gate. Drive them back to the corners of the earth where they come from. That's just like an onslaught and an attack. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we just thank you and we just praise you. And that just made me get really, really upset with the enemy right now, because I just, when I get ready to get off, I just see it. I just see it and I'm like, that's just not enough is enough. You just gotta stand. And when you hear all those noise in your house, you just gotta plead the blood. Because that is just demonic activity, honey. And it's coming from overseas. How about that? And tell him I said that because I saw that in the spirit. Okay? And I don't need to go to college for that. I saw it. And it's broken up and it's torn up in the spirit. Because we are spiritual being, and when them demons trying to attack us in the spirit, the Holy Ghost gonna show us what's going on, and we gonna stamp it down. We're gonna give it a spiritual stamping. And don't even think that you're gonna come to my house. I drive that out of my house in the name of Jesus, and my house is covered with the blood. And there you go. I got my bottle of oil. I walk with my oil, honey. The anointing oil. Yes, ma'am. And I anoint myself with oil, like the Holy Ghost told us a couple months ago. Anoint herself with oil and plead the blood of Jesus. And have no fear, because Jesus is here. Where is he living? Inside of us. He said, I go to the Father and I'm going to send you the Comforter. I ain't say that. I'm not Jesus. And the Comforter gonna lead you and guide you, and he gonna show you things to come. So I got my blood and I got my anointing oil. You don't like it? That's too bad. That's my oil. And I anoint myself with oil. And I plead the blood of Jesus. And I take my communion. You don't like it? Too bad. That's what I do. And that's what the Holy Ghost told me. Anoint you. David said, he anoint himself with oil and his cup runneth over. Yes, let me go. There go my oil. There's one other oil. Yes, sir. You don't like it? Don't come online. This is my anointing oil. That's what I use, and I rub myself head to toe when I get ready. Because David said, I anoint myself with oil and my cup runneth over. What you think the oil was? It was a representation of the Holy Spirit. Da-da. Glory to God. Father God, I thank you for this night. I thank you that my brothers and sisters and my daughters and my sons will go out. They'll have a peaceful weekend. They will celebrate on Monday. They will pray for our nation and for the nations of the world. And we will be back on Thursday night at 7:30. And we will go into two halves. And tonight, if you give, we pray and we thank you for giving. You could give to the Holy Tabernacle. You could give into the things that we have online that we put up here. And we just thank you. And we are blessing you in the field. We are blessing you going out and blessing you coming in. Wealth and riches will be in your house. Father, we thank you that they'll have more than enough. Every single thing, no lack, nothing wanted. They will have continual supply of everything. Father, we thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up out of your dead clothes and move and walk, saith the Lord. Walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father, we thank you tonight that we are spiritual beings and we will walk by the Spirit morning, noon, and night. In Jesus' name we pray. I love you guys. Hugs and kisses. Yeah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, Wendy, I'm gonna have to get my shirt. Whenever I get ready, we gonna have some shirt make. I love it. Hey, Claudette. Lord, look at my daughter. I love you,
Right.
baby girl.
I guess.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.